It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As UW-Superior opens a research hub to advance community-based projects, we learn about the expertise of this center and the needs for data-driven projects in northwestern Wisconsin. You can call in with a question, share comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Daniela Mansbach is a political science professor at UW-Superior and a researcher for the new Center for Research and Evaluation Services. Daniela, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. And Emily Newman is here, Director of Institutional Research and Sponsored Programs at UW-Superior and a member of the research team. Emily, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So what community needs is this new center trying to address?
Well, I'll go ahead and take that first, Kate. Over the years, being in institutional research and sponsored programs, we would periodically receive requests from the community for analysis of data. It might be a school district or a private organization that emails me and says, hey, we have all of these surveys and we need someone to look at the data and tell us what it's saying. And we don't have either the capacity within our offices or we don't have the funds really to, you know, hire a private consultant that might be, very costly. So, I had gotten these requests over the years. Our Office of Institutional Research and Sponsored Programs is, of course, inward facing. So we primarily do research on student success. And, I've had this passion for, our research, and if only we could serve the community. So I've been at UWS for over 10 years now, and things would just kind of crop up every couple years. We might get an email or a referral from someone else on campus that knew someone, and I always felt like there was something there and there was that need in the community. We didn't quite have it formalized, but then I brought this idea to our provost and said, hey, can we actually do a feasibility study? So we have the data, and we did end up doing a full survey of our community, nonprofit, state and federal agencies, a wide array, and we got some really interesting results. And I'll actually turn it over to Daniela because she was leading that feasibility study. But overall, what we found was, yes, in this area, there is a demand and that needs to be met.
Daniela, do you think that this applied research center will create stronger ties with the community, allowing for a better sense of what problems need solving locally?
Yes, I think that that's one of the main motivations that we have for this center. We are very interested in helping the community around us, and I think that it's kind of a way for both sides to really benefit. One of the things that I think make the center unique, it is that it is situated within a university, so we have so much expertise, and it makes sense to use the expertise that we have. And also from the community side, when we did the feasibility study that Emily is mentioning, so we learned a lot of things, of course, about the community needs. And one of the things that they emphasized is that they are interested in researchers that are embedded within the community. So sometimes they have research needs, and they might actually outsource to like a company that might be, in the East Coast or West Coast or like somewhere very different, but they are really interested in actually researchers that are here, that they know the community, that they can travel, that they can talk with the people. So we do think that that this research center will be able to help the community by doing that, and at the same time position us and our researchers within the community in a much more strong and clear way.
And Danielle, when you talk about expertise within the university, I mean, I want to bring up the fact that we've talked with you in the past about your research on abortion-related language and policy. And I'm just wondering, why become a researcher for this center?
Clearly, for the center, we are not bringing our own research projects on the one hand. On the other hand, we are bringing our research expertise. So, to some extent, you kind of like started when you introduced this center that we are really interested in promoting evidence-based policymaking, evidence-based decisions, and all of that. And from my perspective, the theme itself matters less. So, if we get to talk a bit about the projects we're currently doing, you'll see that they're very different in topic. But actually, the methods that they require, the type of data collection that they require, is very similar. So that's like, I mean, so for me, as my expertise as a researcher, as well as like my colleagues that are doing the projects with us, we are seeing that we have the tools, we have the skills to be able to help the community with the methods that are similar to what we're doing in our own personal
In
research.
your own specific areas. Yes. Daniela Mansbach and Emily Newman, two researchers with the recently launched Center for Research and Evaluation Services at UW-Superior. You can join in questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234. Emily, I understand that this research center is revenue neutral. How does the center decide the fees for services?
Sure. So, we have a flat rate that we use when we're calculating an estimate for a client. So it's essentially I work with our Vice Chancellor of Administration and Finance to figure out, okay, how much does it cost for, myself, Daniela. We also have an assistant director and any other faculty member. We use the salary amount that, someone is using to be employed at UW Superior. And then basically what we're doing is sort of the client is buying their time in a sense. So it's a reasonable price. As state employees, we have our salaries are not tremendously high, maybe compared to private consultants. And then essentially we scope out the project and we do an estimate. So we're providing an estimate to clients based on our services, and that is the locked price, so to speak. So it's essentially revenue neutral. Our aim is not to profit from this. It's to serve the community with our expertise, and we use that, we calculate it based on what it costs to do what we're doing, in a sense.
Do you think was there a void in some way before the center? We heard the sentiment from Fond du Lac Planning Division Director Jason Holliday that the absence of this type of research center can worsen urban-rural divides. What do you make of that, Emily?
I think that I'll let Daniela speak to that one a bit because she spoke to Jason in particular.
Ah,
But
okay.
I would say though that in doing these interviews, we did found, and Daniela mentioned this before, that there is that need to feel a kind of from a lot of our clients that we felt, and it's been really amazing getting to know some of these clients. Like as an example, someone we're working with Douglas County. I went to work the other day and then, walked to Douglas County and dropped off a contract to them. And just, I feel already like more connected. We're in the Zoom age right now, but we've already felt this, that people really want that often face-to-face experience. So, both of the clients we're working with right now, we had that face-to-face experience with them. And they feel, like Daniela mentioned, that we live in this community, we're embedded in this community, and we're passionate about it. We work at an institution that, part of our mission is to engage the community and region. So, like with that interview with Jason, one of the things we found in our interview too, it was this idea of who owns the data. And that's, kind of an interesting concept. But one thing we found, and this was also in talking with Jason from Fond du Lac and other people in the community, that sometimes people, may do work for someone, or you hire a software company, and where are your data? Is it your data? Is it the agency's data that's doing the work for you? And part of what we, is a foundation of our center would be that these data that we help collect for people or analyze are their data, and ensuring that that's something, the things that we're uncovering and researching are precious, and ensuring that they have that ownership over the data. And Daniela, if you want to say any more about that, because you had interviewed Jason.
Very much like a client approach, Daniela. Do you see it that way as well?
Yeah, so and I think that Emily mentioned some of those things, but definitely we learned a lot when we did the feasibility study about what actually is needed in the community. As I mentioned, a lot of these organizations are conducting a lot of research, but they are not necessarily being able to be serviced by researchers or or a center like ours that is so embedded within the community. And so definitely, like, I mean, this issue of who owns the data is something we learned or and heard about from the people we interviewed. The other part of this that kind of like I think just emphasizes how important it is that we are part of the community when we do that is that we learn from the organization that we surveyed that they might also need, for example, continuous training. Now, like, I mean, maybe we collected the data today. Maybe we showed all of that to the people that are currently working in the organization, but there might be someone new coming, some people leaving, and they say, okay, what happens if like in a year or two, we need someone again to be trained to understand what you collected and what is the best way to use this data. So we say, you know what, we're here. Like, I mean, this is something that we can definitely offer. And related to that, this kind of like continuous need that is not just kind of like, oh, come in, do surveys, give me the tables, and then leave. We also heard from organizations and agencies that we interviewed that sometimes they also need some process facilitation. So maybe we collected different options, maybe we collected different data, but now they have a meeting of the board or of the city council or whatever kind of agency it is. And then they need someone to actually help them figure out what's the best route. And we said, you know what, we're here. Like we can also follow you and help you throughout that process. So those are some of the things that I think that all the organizations that work with us can really gain from the fact that we are here.
Daniela Mansbach and Emily Newman, part of the recently launched Center for Research and Evaluation Services at UW-Superior. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As UW-Superior opens a research center focused on the analytical needs of the community, we learn about efforts to fill this niche for data collection and market analysis. Call in with a question. You can share your views, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Emily Newman and Daniela Mansbach are members of the Center for Research and Evaluation Services at UW-Superior. Let's bring in Jack in Madison. Good morning, Jack. What would you like to ask?
Hey, good morning. So, I hear that UW Superior's most famous alumnus is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and part of why I wanted to call was because it's not too many people in our state maybe knew about that. But I guess my main question for your guests is, how does the research that comes out of this new facility at UW Superior connect with other campuses? Or, like, if any of that research is shared, or there's any collaboration between campuses, and like how that whole process looked.
Jack, thank you. Emily.
Sure, that's a good question. At this point, we're not doing specific collaboration with other UWs, but you bring up a good point in that, one of the things that is important to the center is utilizing the expertise within our campus. So, as an example, if we have a client come and I can't meet that need with my expertise, or Daniela can't, we'd tap in with another professor on campus. There may come a point where we want to serve a client in the community, an organization, and we don't have that expertise on our campus. We haven't thought about that as a phase, because we're a newer center, but I appreciate your thoughts on that, and that maybe in the future we would connect with someone with that expertise across campus or across the campuses in the UW.
Yes, and making a little bit more of a collaborative network there. Daniela, next month the center begins work for Douglas County, looking at how to better use Superior's Head of the Lakes Fairgrounds. What questions are you trying to answer there?
So we are very excited about this project that was just going to start soon. And so the main questions that we have is first figuring out, sorry, who's currently being using the fairground. We know that Douglas County is relatively large county, and the specific fairground is situated within Superior. And we are interested in really figuring out what's the best way to use this area to serve the community, to serve all the residents. So we're interested in figuring out who's actually coming to events, who's not coming to events, why are they not coming to events, what does the community think will be the best way to use this fairground, who's currently benefiting economically from the events and who's not. So when we were approached by Douglas County, that's kind of like what they were trying to figure out. They have this fairground that is very active, that is bringing a lot of people to a lot of events almost year round. But they said, like, we're really lacking the data. Like, we do not know what we're doing well and what we should do better. So that's where we came into the picture, and that's what we were going to try and answer for them.
And can you walk us through a little bit what might be those steps to answer those questions and give the fairgrounds more visibility at, the things that they excel at and the things that they're just not meeting?
And we can. So the way that we're thinking about the project is, as I said, kind of like we're interested in starting with this question of what are the current benefits to Douglas County residents from the head of the Lakes Fairground, and that is something that we are interested in doing, collecting data by doing surveys, by doing interviews, by doing focus groups, by targeting, as I said, kind of both the people that are currently attending and the people that are not. We're interested in serving some of the businesses to figure out what they think that they are benefiting, what they're not benefiting. So that's kind of like the first step, like to figure out what is currently happening and who is the target audience of that. The second part that we're interested, the second question that we're interested is to figure out how Douglas County residents would like to use the fairground. So are there events that they really would like to see? Maybe they are attending similar events in other counties and they would love to have similar events here. Again, we are imagining us collecting data from the people of the county,
Mm-hmm.
as well as some other agencies. And then the third part, which is kind of like based on both of those, is to provide recommendations as for the best use of those fairgrounds. And it can be similar to what is currently happening, and it can be different. It might be a combination of the two. And that will be also by comparing to other comparable fairgrounds and counties.
Emily, in our last minute together, the center offering services like data collection and analyses for grant submissions. Is there a need for help securing grants in the Superior area?
Yes, we definitely in our feasibility study, that was one of the things that we asked about, not just data collection and whatnot, but grant submissions, securing funding. At this point, we're not able to accommodate that service for the community, but it's definitely one that we heard in our survey from community organizations.
And would you consider that to be something that you envision happening for the center in the future?
I do. I mean, I as a long-term goal, I think that if we could have a really robust, broad array of services to help clients and to help them secure the funding they need, that would be ideal. And as our center grows and we have more need, we may be able to accommodate that at our campus.
Emily and Daniela, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you
It
for
was
having
a
us.
pleasure.
Emily Newman and Daniela Mansbach are members of the Center for Research and Evaluation Services that is at UW Superior. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.